shine on me. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Amen. Let's stand to our feet if we can, please. Amen. Praise the Lord, and let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful, Lord, to be gathered together in your precious name. Lord, truly you are worthy, worthy of all honor and praise and glory. We desire so much, Lord, to give you of all of ourselves, Lord, this morning. So, Lord, we pray, please glorify yourself through each one. Speak through these unworthy vessels, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that your word would find a home in prepared hearts, Father. Grant it, Lord. We ask it in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. While you're standing, why don't you turn to Matthew chapter 1. We're going to read 18th through the 23rd verse. These are very familiar scriptures to us. I want to say good morning. Greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Pray you'd all have a wonderful time with your families this holiday, this Christmas. Amen. But I'd like to speak on that, if we may. So let's read first, Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
El nacimiento de Jesucristo fue así, estando desposada María su padre con José, antes que se juntase, sello que había concebido del Espíritu Santo.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily.
José, su marido, como era justo y no quería infamarla, quiso dejarla secretamente.
But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Y pensándole en esto, y aquí un ángel del Señor le apareció en sueños y le dijo, José, hijo de David, no temas recibir a María tu mujer, porque lo que en ella es engendrado del Espíritu Santo es.
And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Y dará a luz un hijo y llamará su nombre Jesús, porque él salvará a su pueblo de sus pecados.
Now all this was done that it might be spoken, might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying,
todo esto aconteció para que se cumpliese lo que dijo por el Señor por medio del profeta, cuando dijo,
behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Y aquí una virgen concebirá y dará a luz un hijo y llamará su nombre Emmanuel, que traducido es Dios con nosotros.
Let's finish the chapter. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife.
Y despertando José del sueño, hizo como el ángel del Señor le había mandado, y recibió a su mujer.
And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus.
Pero no la conoció hasta que dio a luz a su hijo primogénito y le puso por nombre Jesús.
Amen. Amen. Just bow our heads again. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word.
Te damos gracias por tu palabra, Señor Jesús.
Please break to us the bread of life.
Por favor, rompe a nosotros el pan de vida.
We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesucristo.
You may be seated.
Amen. Se pueden sentar.
So I greet you all again in the name of the Lord and those that are online. God bless you. Amen. Lord, pray that He blesses each and every one. Amen. And thank you all for coming out today. Pretty good group, even though so many are gone. So praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So, just a little background, if we would.
Vamos a hablar un poquito aquí, si pudiéramos.
We know that Brother Branham said
Sabemos que la hermana Branham dijo
that Jesus was not born in December.
Que Jesús no nació en diciembre.
We know that that the Catholic Church
Sabemos que la Iglesia Católica
used basically an opportunity
básicamente una oportunidad
to take very
para tomar
popular pagan festivals
festival pagano
in December
en diciembre que ellos hacían,
and Christianize them, if you would.
Lo cristianizaron, si usted lo pudiera mirar de esa manera.
Instead of it being the birth, the death and birth of the Son God,
muerte y nacimiento del Hijo Sol,
it was the birth of the Son of God.
Era el nacimiento del Hijo de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
But that being said, and we understand that,
esto y entendemos eso,
I would like to read some more comments what Brother Branham says concerning Christmas. I'm reading out of Sir, As We Would See Jesus.
Estoy leyendo del mensaje, miremos a Jesús.
The bottom of paragraph 7.
Abajo en el parágrafo 7,
he says, so, but Christmas is here to stay.
La Navidad está aquí para quedarse.
We can't help it.
No podemos evitarlo.
And he goes on,
y continúa,
verse 11, he says, 11 dice, let me make this clear.
Déjeme aclarar esto.
I do not believe that Jesus would care
no creo que a Jesús no le importaría
what day you worshipped his birthday on.
¿En qué día usted adora su día en que él nació?
If it's on the 25th,
si es en el 25,
the 26th,
el 26,
or whether it's April, May,
que sea abril, mayo,
June, July,
junio, julio,
or whatever it might be,
o lo que quiera que sea,
just so you worship.
Tan solo usted adora.
You worship him on any day.
Usted lo adora él en cualquier día.
But here it is.
Pero aquí está.
We have taken the sacredness, from Christmas
Hemos tomado lo sagrado de la Navidad
to make it not a Christmas, but a worship day.
Hacerla no una Navidad,
not a worship
día,
day,
no un día de adoración,
but a celebration.
Pero una celebración.
You hear people say, we're going to celebrate Christmas.
Escucha la gente decir, vamos a celebrar la Navidad.
That's wrong.
Eso está incorrecto.
We should never celebrate Christmas.
Nunca deberían celebrar Navidad.
Christmas is a day of worship.
Navidad es un día de adoración,
not a celebration.
No una celebración.
In the 14th verse, he says,
en el versículo 14 dice,
but the birthday of Christ,
pero el nacimiento de
I
Cristo,
believe, should
creo,
be a day of consecration.
Debería de ser un día de consagración.
Of worship
de adoración.
Instead of tonight,
en lugar de
of people
noche,
at church on their knees praying,
de la iglesia en su
thanking
rodilla,
God for the real Christmas
orando,
gift.
Y dándole gracias a Dios por el verdadero regalo de Navidad.
The real Christmas gift.
El verdadero regalo de Navidad.
So this should be a day of worship.
So este debería ser un día de adoración.
Amen.
Amen.
And so what I want to talk on today is I want to really, you know, bring out as we look at the birth of Jesus Christ, it was a most incredible event. We know that his crucifixion, his death and his resurrection was the ultimate event. But this event obviously had to precede it.
Pero este evento obviamente tiene que precederlo.
And as I look at it,
conforme yo lo miro,
it brings out some
trae
numbers,
números,
some lessons, if you would, spiritually speaking.
Usted podría entenderlo de esa manera, espiritualmente hablando.
Praise the Lord. So this is what I'm looking at.
So esto es a lo que yo estoy mirando.
Number one.
Número uno.
God's will and plan.
La voluntad y el plan de Dios.
He always has a will. He always has a plan. Amen.
Todo el tiempo tiene una voluntad y un plan. Amen.
Number two, his provision for carrying out his plans.
Y número dos, su provisión para llevar a cabo su plan.
Number three,
número tres,
God's nature.
La naturaleza de Dios.
He is always true to what his nature is.
Él es todo el tiempo verdadero a lo que su naturaleza es.
Number four, God uses whom he will.
Dios usa quien él quiere.
And most usually never whom the world would choose.
La mayoría del tiempo, nunca lo que el mundo escogería.
And number five,
el número cinco,
we are objects of his purpose.
Somos los objetos de su propósito.
Why did Jesus come in
¿Por qué Jesús
to
vino
this world?
A este mundo?
He came into this world
este mundo
for us.
Por nosotros.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God's ways are always perfect.
Los caminos del Señor todo el tiempo son perfectos.
Amen. Amen. He does things so contrary.
Él hace cosas tan contrarias.
You know, here,
aquí,
the Jews are looking for a great deliverer.
Los judíos right? están buscando por un gran libertador, ¿correcto?
And God sent them a baby.
Y Dios les envía un bebé.
You know, you think about the humility of God.
Piensa acerca de la humildad de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
God rules in the affairs of men to bring what he will to pass. I want to deal with that first point.
Las reglas de Dios en los asuntos del hombre para traer su voluntad. Que acontezca.
Caesar Augustus.
César Augusto
decreed that there would be a tax
y decretó que ahí había, iba a haber un
throughout his whole realm.
A través de todo su reino.
He had a reason and a purpose for
tenía una
it.
Razón y un propósito por ello.
A very worldly purpose.
Un propósito muy mundano.
He wanted to turn his bricks into marble.
Él quería hacer sus tabiques hacia mármol.
But God
Pero Dios
had a greater purpose.
Tenía un propósito mucho más grande.
He wanted
él quería
Caesar to crave marble
que él creara mármol
so he could proclaim attacks
para poder proclamar ataques
to place Mary and Joseph just where he wanted them to be.
Para poner a María José exactamente donde él quería que ellos estuvieran.
God always
Dios todo el tiempo
has a purpose
tiene un propósito,
and he works through men.
Y trabaja a través del hombre.
You know, in Joseph, in Genesis 50:20, he says in response to his brethren,
en respuesta a su hermano,
but as for you, you thought evil against me,
pero por ti, tú pensaste a mal en contra de mí,
but God meant it unto good.
Pero Dios lo convirtió a lo bueno,
to bring to pass
para que aconteciera,
as it is this day
como es este día,
to save much people alive.
Para salvar mucha gente viva.
They had their reasons,
ellos tenían sus razones,
but God used it for his own purpose.
Pero Dios lo usó
Isn't that wonderful?
Por propósito. ¿No es eso maravilloso?
Man has his own motivations,
los hombres tienen su propia
but God works through those motivations.
Pero Dios trabaja a través de
Amen.
Motivaciones. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
God is sovereign.
Dios es soberano.
Romans 9:17, very familiar verse, says this,
dice de esta manera,
God raised up Pharaoh to show forth his power throughout all the earth.
Dios levantó a Faraón para mostrar todo su poder.
You know, so many places in the scriptures,
tantos lugares en la escritura,
we read where it says that
leemos donde dice,
God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
Que Dios endureció el corazón de Faraón.
Pharaoh's heart was hardened.
El corazón de Faraón
again
fue
and again.
Endurecido. Una vez
Why
más.
Was that?
¿Por qué fue eso?
God said he did this.
Dios dijo que él hizo eso.
That he might show his power and his glory throughout all the
Para
world.
Él pueda mostrar su poder, su gloria a todo el
Why
mundo.
Did he do this?
¿Por qué él hizo esto?
It was God's choosing.
Era la escogencia
de Amen.
Dios.
He's God. Amen. He does Dios. What he wills.
Él hace lo que él, lo
we
que hace
we
lo
need to humble ourselves to that. Amen.
Y nos, nos hace humildes a través
Amen.
De
You know, a lot of things may be going on right now.
Muchas cosas tal vez estén aconteciendo ahorita.
You know, a lot of things in this world are going on right now. And I've mentioned before
como mencioné antes,
how people are just riled up and so angry
la gente está tan,
that Israel is a nation right now in this land.
En esta tierra, en esta, en este país.
But again, it's fulfilling Scripture.
Pero una vez más, está nada más cumpliendo la
Jerusalem
escritura.
Shall be a trembling cup.
Jerusalén con una copa temblante.
Israel can't be in the land tonight.
Israel puede estar en la tierra esta noche.
Because the evil Rothschilds were behind them being placed in that land.
Están siendo puestos en ese lugar, en esa tierra.
They don't realize that God had placed it in Rothschild's heart
no, usted no
to do that.
Lo que Dios ha puesto en el corazón de
God uses
Rothschild.
Whom he will.
Dios usa quien él quiere
to bring to pass
para
what he will.
Traer acontecer lo que él desea.
Brother Branham told us
el hermano Branham nos dijo
that Israel is God's timepiece.
Que Israel es su reloj.
You want to see what time it is, you look at the clock on the wall.
Usted quiere mirar qué tiempo es, y mira el reloj en la pared.
You want to see what time it is, it's God's prophecy, you look to Israel.
Usted quiere mirar qué tiempo es en la profecía.
And see what time we are.
Israel,
Israel is in its homeland tonight.
Israel está en su tierra esta noche.
In spite of all odds against it. Amen? In spite of all odds.
A pesar de todo contra de ello.
Amen. Israel's there because God has decreed.
Israel está ahí porque Dios lo ha decretado.
They are inheriting their natural promise.
Ellos están adquiriendo su promesa.
As they are inheriting their natural,
heredando,
the bride of Jesus Christ is entering into her spiritual promises.
Y la novia de Jesucristo está para recibir sus
in spite
promesas
of,
espirituales.
Amen.
A pesar de,
in spite of all the adversity.
De toda la adversidad.
In spite of everything fighting to the contrary,
de todo aquello peleando
whether
contra,
it's against Israel,
quiera que sea en contra de Israel
or it's against the bride of Jesus Christ,
de la novia de Jesucristo,
we will inherit everything that the Lord has ordained. Amen?
Lo que ha sido ordenado.
Why? Because
amen.
God has said.
Porque Dios ha dicho,
praise the Lord.
Alabado sea
el Señor. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2. We'll continue.
Lucas 2.
The narrative.
La narrativa.
Luke chapter 2, verse 1.
Lucas 2, versículo 1.
And it came to pass in those days
aconteció en aquellos días
that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus
que se promulgó un edicto de parte de Augusto
that all the world should be taxed.
Fuera empadronado.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
Este primer censo se hizo siendo Cyrenio gobernador de Siria.
And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city.
Empadronados, cada uno a su ciudad.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee.
José subió de Galilea.
Out of the city of Nazareth,
de la ciudad de Nazaret,
unto Judea,
a Judea,
unto the city of David,
a la ciudad de David,
which was called Bethlehem,
que se llama Belén,
because he was of the house and lineage of David,
era de la casa y familia de David,
to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife,
para ser empadronado con María, su mujer,
being great with child,
desposado con él, la cual estaba encinta.
And so it was
y aconteció
that while they were there,
que estando ellos allí,
the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
Se cumplieron los días de su alumbramiento.
Now notice,
ahora, dése cuenta,
Joseph had to go
José tuvo que
to
ir
Bethlehem
a Belén
to be taxed.
Para ser empadronado.
Why couldn't he go to be taxed?
Porque él no podía hacerlo.
To register
para registrar.
And leave his expecting wife at home
y dejar a su esposa
to be delivered.
Que iba a dar a luz.
Doesn't that make perfect sense?
No hace eso un entendimiento perfecto?
No.
No.
Mary had to be there.
No, María tenía que
why?
Estar ahí porque no la dejó atrás. ¿Por qué?
To fulfill Scripture.
Para cumplir amen. La Escritura. Amén.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So he put forth this decree.
Él sacó este decreto.
Now think about this.
Ahora piensa usted acerca de
take esto. A 9-month-long pregnant, expecting mother
tomó 9 meses en embarazamiento
on the back of a donkey
atrás de un burrito
80 miles
80 millas
over rugged country
sobre una malvada país
uphill and down
subiendo colinas y bajando colinas.
How
¿Cómo?
Could that possibly be
¿Cómo podría eso
the will
ser
of God?
Posible la voluntad de Dios?
You see where our minds go, just naturally speaking.
Naturalmente hablando, ve
I mean,
usted
put
cómo,
yourself
a
in that place,
se va.
Sisters.
Pónganse ustedes
Could you
en
mean
ese lugar? Piense.
Being asked to do such a thing as that?
Tenía que hacer tal cosa.
And yet they did.
Y a pesar de eso, lo hicieron.
And Mary and Joseph submitted themselves to that.
María y José se metieron a eso.
Placing themselves in the hands
posicionándose ellos en
of
las
God.
Manos de Dios.
Amen.
Amén.
Amen. That was God's provided way.
Ese era el camino provisto de Dios.
Even on the back of a donkey.
Aún en la espalda de un burrito.
Think of that donkey.
Piensa usted acerca de ese burro.
The carrying capacity of a donkey is about 120 pounds.
La capacidad de un burro para llevar de peso es de ciertas libras.
How small was Mary?
¿Qué tan pequeña era María?
Add a baby to her.
Tenía una
you know,
un
I mean,
bebé en ella.
And then add anything on the back of a donkey. We're talking
y
about the
añadir algo más,
probably the maximum capacity that the donkey can carry.
Burrito. Y eso era pasar la capacidad
and yet it was God's way, God's
llevar.
Provided
Es
way.
El camino de Dios, el camino provisto por Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise God. Let's. It's so they were to fill the scripture. What scripture was that? That was Micah 5:2.
Micaías 2.
But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah. I'm sorry. Let's flip you over here, just right here. Ephrathah. Though thou be little among thousands of Judah.
A pesar que sería pequeño entre miles de Judá,
yet out of thee shall come forth unto me,
a pesar de ti saldrá,
that is to be ruler in Israel,
un gobernador en Israel,
whose goings forth
quien va a salir,
have been from old,
y ha salido de lo
from
viejo,
everlasting.
De eternidad.
Amen.
Amen.
So isn't that amazing?
¿No es eso sublime?
You know, it seemed.
Parece.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Well, let me just continue on here. I'll make this
Déjame
point here
continuar.
Just a little bit. Look at the Lord's provision. Let's read.
Mire la provisión del Señor. Vamos a leer.
Verse 7.
Versículo 7. Lucas 2:7.
And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Y dio a luz a su hijo primogénito y lo envolvió en pañales y lo acostó en el pesebre porque no había lugar para ellos en el mesón.
Again,
una vez más,
expectations.
Expectaciones.
Don't you think?
No, usted piensa.
Because they were God's chosen vessels,
porque eran los vasos escogidos de Dios,
that they would be given preferential treatment.
Que ellos se les debería haber
right?
dado un tratamiento mejor.
Don't you think
no, usted piensa
that she'd have been provided just a wonderful bed
que tal vez se le hubiera provisto una cama maravillosa
with maybe
con tal vez
even a midwife on hand,
a una
right?
partera ahí a la mano.
They were given none of that at all.
A ellos no se les dio nada de eso, para nada.
Instead, the
en
Bible
verdad,
says
la Biblia dice,
they were given a manger. They're given a stable,
pesebre,
a stinking stable,
un establo apestoso,
to bear the God of all creation,
para llevar
the Messiah,
al creador de todo,
wrapped in
Messiah,
swaddling clothes,
envuelto en pañales,
which is cloth off of an ox back, you know, put on there to keep from chafing the shoulders, a swaddling cloth.
Es un pañal.
Is over the shoulders of the oxen.
Es una cosa que estaba descansando sobre un buey.
To keep from rubbing on the shoulders.
Para mantenerlo que no tenga este rozamiento en sus hombros.
This is what our Savior was wrapped in.
Esto era el lienzo
as a newborn
en el cual
baby.
Creador, nuestro bebé, fue envuelto en.
And we think sometimes that
Y pensamos algunas veces,
we're God's chosen, right?
Somos los escogidos
we're beloved
de
of the
Dios.
Lord. We are beloved of the Lord.
Somos los amados del Señor.
Which is true.
Lo cual es verdad.
And some Christians think,
y algunos cristianos piensan,
praise God, Lord, give me a close parking spot, you know, somewhere.
Dios, gracias a Dios, Dios me dio un,
you know, we think
un
things should just be
aquí.
Laid out and should go so smoothly, right?
Pensamos que
because after
todo
all, we're God's
suavemente.
Elect, right?
Pero
I mean, this
eso,
is kind of where our thinking
de
is.
Así es como nuestro pensamiento.
Heaven forbid that there should be some kind of adversity, you know.
Sí, sabe, que
and
Dios,
this is exactly what they were
un poquito
dealing
de
with.
Y eso es lo que hace.
Not to realize the adversity that sometimes
pero
that we face
no nos damos cuenta que a veces la adversidad que, enfrentamos
could be positionally placing us
podría posicionalmente poniéndonos,
exactly where God wants us to be
exactamente donde Dios nos quiere que estemos
to fulfill
para
His will in us. Amen?
Para cumplir su voluntad.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So never judge the will of God
so nunca juzgue la voluntad de Dios
by the apparent lack of suitable provision.
Por la apariencia o la falta de provisión.
He will provide
Él proveerá
for us.
Amen.
Por
nosotros. Amen.
It may not be according to our
tal vez,
estimations
tal vez no esté de acuerdo a nuestras estimaciones,
of what we regard as a provision.
De nosotros como provisión.
God does
Dios
what He will.
Hace lo que Él quiere.
We just need to put ourselves in His hands
nosotros necesitamos ponernos nosotros mismos en sus manos
and trust Him whatever
y trustarlo,
happens,
confiar en Él en lo
whatever
que
comes our way.
Lo que quiera que venga en nuestro camino.
This is what Joseph and Mary did.
Esto es lo que
praise
José
the Lord.
Y María hicieron. Alabado sea el Señor.
Amen.
Amen.
And we see
y miramos
that stable that they were in
que ese establo en el cual ellos se encontraban
was exactly God's provision to them
era la provisión exacta de Dios para ellos
because God had a purpose.
Porque Dios tenía un propósito.
It was necessary for them to be there.
Era necesario para que ellos estuvieran ahí.
Why was it? Well, let's read further.
Okay. Vamos a leer más lejos. Más lejos.
Amen.
Amen.
Luke 2, 8.
Lucas 2, 8.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
Había pastores en la misma región que velaban y guardaban las vigilias de la noche sobre su gabaño, rebaño.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
Y aquí se les presentó un ángel del Señor.
And the glory of the Lord shone round about them.
Y la gloria del Señor los rodeó de resplandor.
And they were sore afraid.
Y tuvieron gran temor.
And the angel said unto them,
pero el ángel les dijo,
fear not,
no temáis.
For behold, I will bring good tidings of great joy,
porque aquí os doy nuevas de gran gozo,
which shall be to all
que
the
será
people.
Para todo el pueblo.
For unto you is born this day,
que os ha nacido hoy,
in the city of David a Savior,
en la ciudad de David, un which, Salvador,
which is Christ the Lord.
Que es Cristo el Señor.
And this shall be a sign unto you.
Esto os servirá de señal.
You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes,
hallaréis al niño envuelto en pañales,
lying in a manger.
Acostado en un pesebre.
And suddenly,
y de repentinamente,
there was with the angel,
con el ángel,
a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
que alababan a Dios y decían,
glory to God in the highest,
gloria a Dios en las alturas,
and on earth peace,
en la tierra paz,
goodwill
buena
to men.
Para con los hombres.
I think when the Lord did this, this wasn't
pienso
to bring some great judgment
pienso,
on the earth.
No iba a haber un gran juicio
this was
en
peace,
la tierra,
goodwill towards men.
Era
praise
paz,
the Lord, peace, God's will
mundo,
towards men,
Dios, buena voluntad para
and your presence,
en tu presencia,
and people as you rub shoulders with them.
La gente,
you're carrying this
hombres,
treasure in your heart,
llevaban este tesoro en sus corazones,
and it's peace, goodwill
paz,
toward men.
Hacia el hombre.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
And it came to pass,
repentinamente
as the angels were gone away from heaven into heaven, get away from them into heaven. Verse 15, sorry.
Sucedió que cuando los ángeles se fueron de ellos al cielo,
The shepherds said one to another,
los pastores se dijeron unos a
otros, let us now go even unto Bethlehem,
pasemos pues hasta Belén,
and see this thing which has come to pass,
y veamos esto que ha acontecido,
which the Lord hath made known unto us.
Nos ha manifestado.
And they came with haste,
vinieron pues,
and found Mary and Joseph,
y hallaron a María y a José,
and the babe lying in a manger.
Y el niño acostado en el pesebre.
And when they had seen it,
y al verlo,
they made known abroad the saying,
dieron a conocer lo que se les había
which
dicho,
is told them concerning this child.
Acerca del niño.
And all that heard it wondered at those things
oyeron, se maravillaron
which were told them by the shepherds.
Los pastores les decían,
praise the Lord.
Alabamos al Señor.
The first evangelists.
El primer evangelista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus was born in a stable.
Jesús fue nacido en un establo.
In a manger of hay.
En un pesebre.
Because
pero, porque,
it was first heralded to the shepherds of his birth.
Fue dado a los pastores de su nacimiento, les avisaron los pastores.
And from there,
de ahí,
the shepherds were to herald it, abroad.
Y ellos lo trajeron
everywhere.
Adelante, por todo lugar, estos pastores.
But in order for the shepherds to come
pero para que pudieran venir los pastores,
to the Messiah,
al Mesías,
lying
acostado,
it had to be a place where they could go.
Tenía que haber un lugar donde ellos tendrían que ir.
It couldn't be in the high priest's house.
No podía ser en la casa del sumo sacerdote.
Couldn't be in some big fancy mansion somewhere.
No pudo haber sido en una mansión muy bonita en algún lugar.
Couldn't be in a king's castle.
No podía haber sido en un castillo de un rey.
The only place it could be was a place where shepherds were
los
right at home.
Estaban en casa.
In a stinking stable.
Establo apestoso.
This was pleasing
esto era
to God. Think about that.
De gozo para
the Lord was pleased with this
el
arrangement.
Señor está complacido con esto.
Oh, it pales. I think if we come onto that scene, us Americans, if we were to walk in there, we'd stepped into that stable, just the stable alone, our nose would have turned up. We'd have a visceral reaction to that setting. I mean, let's be real, right? This was pleasing in the Lord's sight. Think of the humility that the Lord portrays through this. And to think about our own selves. To for God, for Him to exalt us at all, we've got to humble ourselves. If we think we're big or we think we're somebody, then that shows. Brother Branham says, God can't even use us. Amen? We got to consider that we were nothing, and we are nothing.
So
it's by God's grace.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God's ways are perfect.
Los caminos de Dios son perfectos.
Amen.
Amen.
So how should a king come?
¿Cómo debería de venir un rey?
Even a child knows the answer, of course, in a coach of gold with a pure white horse. I'll say this because there's a rhyme to it.
Okay.
And then you can follow in Spanish, okay, brother?
Okay.
In a beautiful city in the prime of the day, and the trumpets should cry and the crowds make way.
A un niño sabe la respuesta, por supuesto. En un carruaje de oro con un caballo puro blanco, en la bella ciudad, en lo mejor del día y las trompetas deberían sonar y la gente haría camino.
And the flags fly high in the morning sun and the people all cheer for the sovereign one and everyone knows that's the way it's done. That's the way that a king should come.
Y las banderas volaron alto en la mañana, en el sol de la mañana. Y la gente, todos alegres por el soberano. Ahí todos, esa es la manera que debe ser hecho. Ese es el camino que un rey, cómo debería un rey venir.
How should a king come?
¿Cómo un rey vendrá? Debe venir.
Even a commoner understands he should come for his treasures and his houses and lands. He should dine upon summer strawberries and milk and sleep upon bedclothes of satin and silk.
Aún Una persona común entiende, él debería venir por sus tesoros y sus casas y tierras. Él debería cenar sobre en las fresas del verano y leche y dormir sobre sábanas de satín.
And high on a hill his castle should glow with the lights of the city like jewels below. And everyone knows that's the way it's done. That's the way that a king should come.
Y alto en la colina, su castillo debería brillar con las luces de la ciudad como joyas abajo. Y todos sabrán que esa es de la manera que es hecho. Esa es de la manera que un rey debe venir.
How did the king come?
¿Cómo vino el rey?
On a star-filled night into Bethlehem. On a... On a star-filled night into Bethlehem rode a weary woman and a worried man. And the only sound in the cobblestone street was the shuffle and the ring of their donkey's feet.
En una noche llena de estrellas hacia Belén, pasó una mujer y un hombre preocupado. Y el único sonido en la calle de piedras de stone, piedras, was the shuffle. El ruido y el ring de los pies del burro sonando.
And a king lay hid in a virgin's womb, and there were no crowds to see him come. At last in a barn, in a manger of hay, he came and God incarnate lay.
Y un rey escondido en el vientre de una virgen, y había no mucha gente para mirarlo venir, y al final en un lugar, en un pesebre de heno, él vino y Dios encarnado descansaba.
And the angels cried, glory, glory to God.
Y los ángeles clamaban, gloria, gloria a Dios.
Earth was silent, so heaven rang, glory, glory to God.
La tierra estaba en silencio, entonces el cielo tocó, gloria, gloria, gloria a Dios.
Men were dumb, so the angels sang, glory, glory to God.
Los hombres estaban aturdidos, entonces los ángeles cantaron, gloria, gloria, gloria a Dios.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men, glory, glory to God.
Paz en la tierra, buena voluntad al hombre, gloria, gloria a Dios.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
Cristo es nacido en Belén.
Isn't that something?
¿No es eso algo?
What a contrast.
Qué contraste.
And that's how our Lord came. You know, God comes simple. He comes so humble.
Dios viene tan you know, humilde, tan
just
simple, ¿sabe?
All the wise and the mighty, it just goes right
todos
underneath
los
them.
Sustos y los poderosos pasa abajo de ellos.
Amen.
Amen.
So God's nature,
la naturaleza de Dios,
his ways are not our ways.
Sus caminos no son nuestros caminos.
Corinthians 1:27 says, but God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise.
Pero Dios ha escogido las cosas simples del mundo para confundir
and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty.
Y Dios ha escogido las cosas débiles del mundo para confundir al poderoso.
And the base things of the world
y las cosas básicas del mundo
and the things which are despised
las cosas que son despreciadas
hath God's chosen
Dios ha escogido
yea, and the things that are not
y sí, y aun las cosas que no son
to bring to naught those things that are
para traer a nada aquellas cosas que son
that no flesh should glory in his presence
que no carne se gloria da en su presencia.
Amen.
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 His chosen vessels.
Sus vasos escogidos.
Why it had to be shepherds?
¿Por qué tuvo que ser pastores?
He wasn't going to the elite in that day.
Ellos no iban a la gente elite en ese día.
He never came to the high priest.
Él nunca vino al sumo sacerdote.
He didn't present himself to the Sanhedrin.
Él nunca se presentó el mismo al Sanhedrin.
He didn't come to any priest at all.
Él no vino a
Think about that.
Para nada. Pienso está cerca de eso.
Not even the governor.
Ni siquiera el gobernador.
No nobility.
No, 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 nobleza.
No great landowner.
No un right? gran dueño de mucha tierra.
He came to the world,
él vino
to those people they regard as nobodies.
Aquella gente que eran considerados como
I'm so glad I'm a nobody.
Nadie.
Amen.
So, eran un nadie.
I'm so glad I'm a nobody.
Yo soy un nadie.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
So that's why he chose
por eso es que él escogió
a hillbilly, if you would.
Un montañista, un montañero, un hillbilly.
In Brother Branham.
En hermano Branham.
To be a prophet to this age.
Para ser un profeta a esta
right?
edad.
Humble.
Humilde.
And that's why he chose
y eso es por eso que él escogió
you and me to reveal himself
y
too.
A mí para revelarse él mismo.
To save us.
Para salvarnos.
To present Christ to us.
Y presentar a Cristo a nosotros.
That he may present us to himself.
Para que él tal vez se presente a nosotros él mismo.
Not great in the world's sight.
No grande en la vista del mundo.
But great in God's sight.
Pero grande en Amen. La vista de Dios. Amen.
Amen. Don't try to be big.
No trate de ser grande.
He's not coming after big,
él
right?
No viene
He's coming after his own,
él viene por los suyos,
which for him is big.
Lo cual para él, ellos
the
son
offscouring
grandes.
Of the world, those that can't help themselves.
Aquellos
praise
que
the Lord.
Pueden ayudar el mismo, la escoria de la
peace
tierra, paz,
on earth, goodwill to men.
Y buena voluntad al hombre.
He came to redeem us.
Él
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Hallelujah. I got to drop something in here, if that's okay. Just continuing on with this narrative.
Continuando con esta narrativa, quiero...
Do you know that Mary and Joseph remained 2 years more in Bethlehem?
¿Saben que ellos, que José y María se quedaron 2 años más en Belén?
Why?
Permanecieron ahí por 2 años más. ¿Por qué?
They had to stay put.
Ellos tenían que quedarse ahí.
Why was that?
¿Por qué?
Because there were wise men on the way looking for him.
Porque había...
Did you ever think about that? If they got up and left,
se levantaron y se fueron.
Who knows if the star would have followed, but I mean, they were supposed to be right
si
there because that is where the scripture says they would find him right there in Bethlehem. Think about that. They had to present him those gifts.
Tenían que presentar esos regalos.
Now we know about this. Kids, you know ahora, about it too, right?
Sabemos acerca de esos regalos. All right? Usted también lo sabe,
all right?
Correcto?
What are the three gifts?
¿Cuáles son los tres regalos?
Frankincense, myrrh, and gold, okay? That's exactly right, okay? Does anybody, kids, do you know what gold represents? Kingship, okay, all right. Or another thing is deity, yep. And frankincense means, okay, now give someone a chance to answer there, Emma. You really appreciate that, that's awesome. Do you know what frankincense means? Used, okay. Worship.
Adoración.
Okay.
Okay.
It's service to God.
Servicio a Dios.
Often as a role of a priest, if you would.
Es el rol de un
Amen.
Sacerdote. Amen.
And myrrh, kids,
y
you know what myrrh is for? Is to anoint
es para ungir
a particular purpose.
Un propósito particular.
Remember? Putting them on the spot here. The only kids are right. Got some right there. You know what myrrh is? The older kids? Myrrh is, it is used to anoint the
dead.
Yes, the dead.
Del muerto es para ungir a los muertos.
These are perfect gifts. Brother Branham, you know, preaching, and appropriate gifts find their place.
Y en los apropiados regalos encontraron su lugar.
God in service to die.
Dios
Amen.
En servicio para
to die for the sins of the world.
Para morir por los pecados del mundo.
To redeem his people.
Para redimir su gente.
To take a bride to
para
himself.
Tomar una
oh,
novia
praise
el
mismo. Allah.
Oh, alabado sea el Señor.
Jesus Christ
Jesucristo
is God's gift to the world.
Es el regalo de Dios para el mundo.
And we
y nosotros
are God's gift to Christ.
Somos
praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
A Cristo.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Another thing they needed those gifts for.
Y otra cosa que ellos necesitaban, esos regalos.
As soon as those wise men left,
tan pronto
going a different way, because he told, don't go by and tell. Tell the king where he is. Okay? Don't tell him. That very night, the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Esa misma noche, el ángel del Señor le apareció a José en un sueño.
Get up in haste.
Apúrate, levántate y apúrate.
Because his life is going to be killed.
Porque
his life is being going to be sought after.
Su vida, van a buscar a matarlo.
By, who is it, kids?
¿Por quién?
Who's after Jesus?
¿Quién estaba persiguiendo a Jesús?
Do you remember the king in...
¿Recuerdan al rey de ese entonces?
Anybody? Okay, adults.
Adultos.
Herod.
Herodes.
Herod.
Herodes.
Herod's life is set to kill him.
La vida de Herodes estaba ahí.
Who knows?
Para
he says, get thee
matarlo.
Up, make haste,
apúrate,
go into Egypt,
levántate y vete
take
Egipto.
Mary and the child,
toma a María y al niño.
For Herod is seeking the life of the child.
Herodes está buscando la vida del niño.
Who knows but that gold, frankincense, and myrrh
¿quién sabía que esa incienso, oro y mirra
was used to provide their needs
fue usada para
for the unexpected trip to Egypt?
Para
think about that.
Que salieron hacia Egipto. Pienso está cerca de
God's provision.
La provisión de Dios.
When we least expect it, we wonder, why is this here?
Cuando no se esperaba, ¿por qué es que estaba eso ahí en ese
and
momento?
A lot of times when we
muchas
have his provision,
cuando tenemos esta provisión,
we don't understand until well after the fact.
No entendemos hasta que después
amen?
Del hecho.
God's ways are
los
perfect.
Caminos de Dios son perfectos.
Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Branham says, God's gifts always find their place. Paragraph 77, he says this. When you realize, what are you doing here? Where did we come from? Or what business we got being here? We wasn't put here just by chance. We were put here for a purpose. And we must serve that purpose.
Estamos aquí por un propósito y tenemos que servir ese propósito.
But still, we are back on the basis of free moral agency,
pero aún así estamos de
where God, where we can serve it or reject it,
libre escogencia,
just like Adam at the beginning.
Así como Adán y, como
amen.
Adán en el principio.
Verse 82, he says,
82 dice de esta manera,
if you're a young woman,
si tú eres una joven mujer,
dedicate your morals.
Dedica tus morales.
You're a young man. Dedicate your morals.
Tu hombre joven, dedica tus morales.
Dedicate your mind.
Dedica tu mente.
Dedicate your thinking.
Tu pensamiento.
Dedicate your heart.
Tu corazón.
Dedicate your soul.
Tu alma.
Dedicate all you
dedica
are.
Todo lo que tú eres.
And let Christ work
Cristo
through that.
A través de eso.
What a glorious thing.
Qué cosa gloriosa.
Got the rivers to cross.
Tenemos que cruzar
the
los
bridges
ríos.
To go over.
Los puentes
you got
pasar.
The briar patches.
Tenemos todos
you got
los
the
parches.
Thickets.
Tenemos los
you got the woods.
Tenemos las maderas.
You got the dark places.
Tenemos los lugares oscuros.
You got the high hills.
Tenemos las colinas.
You got the high climbs.
Y todos estos lugares para
what are you doing?
¿Qué estás haciendo?
Someday you'll have to stand and look back
algún día tú tienes que parar
and
y mirar
see where you come from.
Y mirar de dónde tú
and
vienes.
You're going to be judged by the course you take.
Por el curso que tú tomaste.
Put your mind and
pon
your thoughts
tu mente y tus pensamientos
on the North Star,
en esa
the center
norte,
of God,
el centro de
and
Dios.
Don't move from it.
Y no te muevas.
Stay right with it,
quédate con ello.
And it'll bring you straight like it did the Magi,
y lo hará directo,
right straight to the Christ. Amen.
A Cristo.
Verse 88, again, from God's gifts find their places.
De los regalos de Dios, todo el tiempo encuentran sus lugares.
Why don't you open up your heart and see what's in there?
¿Por qué no abres tu corazón y mira
find
si
out
ahí.
What you've got in there
encuentra lo que
and
tú
accept.
Ahí y aceptar.
If we find it empty, just negative creeds
si lo encuentras vacío,
in the cares of this world,
credos negativos,
why not ask Christ to fill it tonight?
¿Por qué no pedirle a Cristo que lo llene en esta noche?
Tonight,
hoy,
so you can get the real meaning of
para que
Christmas,
puedas recibir el verdadero significado de Navidad.
It's Christ in you,
es Cristo en ti.
God dwelling in the human heart.
Dios viviendo, habitando
that's
en el
what
corazón
the real
humana.
Christmas means.
Eso
isn't that wonderful? Christ dwelling
significa.
In you.
¿No es hermoso?
In the manger of our hearts. Amen.
En el pesebre del corazón.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Now God.
Ahora Dios.
So anointed Jesus with the fullness of himself.
Ungió a Jesús de tal manera con la totalidad de él mismo.
He was God's gift to the world.
Él era el don de Dios para el mundo.
That the wise men are clearly identified.
Para que los temerosos de Dios claramente identificaran.
That they're offering their gifts to him.
Que ellos te estaban ofreciendo su regalo a él.
Showed that in their heart they knew who he was.
Mostraba en sus corazones.
And what he was going to do for them.
Y qué es lo que él iba a hacer por ellos.
So no wonder.
So no me maravilló.
The first thing they did.
La primera cosa que
they fell down perfectly in order.
Ellos cayeron perfectamente.
And worshipped him.
Y lo adoraron.
Before they could even understand it. They fell down and worshipped him.
Cayeron en sus rodillas y
and presented their gifts.
Y presentaron sus regalos.
That's the way to have real Christmas.
Esa es la manera
real
de
worship.
Una verdadera Navidad,
then
una
present your gift.
Oración.
Presenting your body as a living sacrifice.
Regalo,
holy and acceptable to God.
Vivo, santo y aceptable a Dios.
97 paragraph, he says as he continues.
97 dice así,
no, God guided the Magi because they had the right gifts.
Ahora Dios,
oh, this is good, brothers.
A esos hombres temerosos porque ellos tenían los regalos correctos.
God guided these wise men because they had the
Dios,
right identified gift to identify his son.
A estos hombres temerosos de él porque ellos tenían la identificación correcta, el regalo para identificar a su hijo.
Oh my, do you get it?
Oh Dios mío, lo entienden.
Wise men today, rise up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not with some fictitious something, but with the gift that God promised this day, and God will guide you to identify that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know what Brother Branham said? You have a gift to identify Christ this day. You have a predestinated seed down inside. A predestinated receiver set, if you would. That it hungers and thirsts after God,
tiene sed y hambre de Dios,
not as he showed himself yesterday,
como, no como él se mostró ayer,
but in this day.
Pero en este día.
Amen?
Amen?
You come to Christ, he gives you the Holy Ghost,
usted viene a Cristo, le da el
right?
Espíritu Santo, correcto?
That Holy Ghost
es Espíritu Santo,
leads and guides you into
lo guía
all truth.
Y lo lleva a toda verdad.
And that's what leads you right into his presence. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So why did he die?
Porque él murió.
So we could be united back to him.
Pero pudieron ser unidos de regreso.
We and all God's children. Sorry. Right there.
¿Por qué tuvo que morir? Para poder ser unidos de regreso.
We should be united back to him. We and all God's children are the object of what the purpose
somos
of Christ coming into this world. Dying a horrible death on the cross,
muriendo una muerte horrible en
but triumphing over death, hell, and the grave
sobre muerte, infierno y tumba.
To bring us back to the Father.
Para traernos de regreso al Padre.
To redeem us to God.
Para redimirnos
amen.
A Dios. Amen.
Amen. And in closing.
Y cerrando.
Just one more quote here.
Una cita más aquí.
He says, have you got the right gift tonight?
¿Has recibido el regalo perfecto, correcto en esta noche?
The right kind of attitude.
La actitud correcta.
Father, I'll follow you wherever you go.
Padre, te seguiré.
Whatever you say, do, I'll do it.
Tú vayas. Lo que tú digas,
whatever your word says for me, I'll do it.
Lo que quiera que sea que tu palabra dice para mí, lo haré.
See, sir, I don't care what anybody else says.
Sir, Señor, no me importa lo que cualquier otra persona
diga. I'm going to do it because I want your gift.
Quiero hacerlo porque quiero tu regalo.
It's life.
Es vida.
And life is the word.
Y la vida es en el mundo.
That's
Cristo está en el mundo.
Es why
es
we
es
worship.
La palabra.
That's why he came into this world. That's why he called us. Amen.
Amen.
So he could bring us to himself.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. As the musicians would come. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
Lord, we're so thankful
estamos tan agradecidos, Señor,
for that unspeakable gift,
por el regalo,
the Lord Jesus Christ.
El Señor Jesucristo.
Thank you so much, Lord,
gracias,
for not only being born into this world,
por no tan solo haber sido nacido hacia este mundo,
but giving of your life and being taken out of it,
pero dando de tu vida y tomando de ella.
That your spirit could then come upon us
y tu espíritu, entonces, viene a nosotros,
and to fill us.
Y a llenarnos,
and to lead us, O God, into all truth.
Hacia toda verdad.
And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
El mismo ayer, hoy y por los siglos.
And your power is yet the same.
Y tu poder,
yesterday, today, and forever.
Ayer, hoy y para siempre.
And Lord, we know that every need that we have need of,
que cualquier necesidad de la que tengamos necesidad,
whether it's in the natural,
quiera que sea en lo natural,
we know, Lord, that every need that we have in the spiritual,
que cualquier necesidad que tengamos en lo espiritual,
Lord, we know that it's all found in you.
Sabemos que se encuentra en ti.
So help us, Lord.
Ayúdanos, Señor.
This afternoon, Father,
esta tarde, Padre,
pray nothing was said, Lord, that would grieve your spirit in any way.
Que no digamos algo que, moleste tu espíritu en
but
manera.
By the same token, Father,
por la misma señal, Padre,
if there's anything, Lord,
si hay algo, Señor,
that was you, Father, which I believe there was, Lord, for it is your word. Please quicken it to us and make it part of us. Make it part of my heart, Lord. Sometimes it's easier said, Lord, but not so easy lived. Lord, I want to live it with all my heart, all my life. Lord, we don't want to be anything of ourselves, but we genuinely want to be all that you have us to be. That's where the choice comes in. We can fall short, Lord, of what you have for us through unbelief. Even though we'll be saved, but we want those gifts, Lord, that you've given to come to perfection. We want those gifts, Lord, those things that you put in our lives, Father, that we're able to use them, that you're able to use them, Lord, for your glory and honor. Anything that you place in our lives, Lord, make us available. Anything, Lord, that you would need from any of us, Father, let us understand that we own nothing. Nothing in this world belongs to us. Everything that we have, O God, belongs to you. We are only stewards over them, Father. So I pray that you help us now. Help us, we pray. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is none like you. We worship Him, Almighty God. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Can we stand to our feet, please? Amen. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you.
How about, O come? Come, all ye faithful.
O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen.
O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Amen.
He alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord.
Amen. Is anybody here? Amen. We are in his presence.
Estamos en su presencia. ¿Alguien aquí?
Anybody have need for prayer at all?
¿Tiene necesidad por oración? ¿Sabe?
Got something they need to touch from the Lord.
Algo que necesita un toque del Señor.
Amen. Something they need to overcome.
Algo que se necesita vencer.
This is real, saints.
Esto es real, santos.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Peter, would you close tonight in a word of prayer? I'll have Brother interpret.
Let's bow. Thank you, Lord, for your words to us today. Lord, there's... You just see the great God condescending low, so low. Lord, his brother was talking about being born in a manger. Lord, and then we think we're something. Lord, Brother Branham said the way up is down. Way down is up. It's backwards to what this world thinks.
Amen.
Lord, you've condescended in such a way to come be born in a manger. Lord, you've come in this last day to behind the lips of a nearly illiterate hillbilly.
Yes.
Lord, to show forth and manifest the Almighty God in this last day to us and through us and in us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can be a part of that you've put that seed within us, and then when that deep calls, Lord, that there's a deep to answer back. That's the true life, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your love and that you've called us, Lord. It's the gift without price. Lord, and as we worship you and through millions and millions of years of eternity, Lord, there'll be no less days to sing your praise.
Amen, Lord.
Just bless the rest of this day and tomorrow, Lord, as we gather and Lord, may we continue to be, as Sister Linnell said, Lord, may we proclaim you.
Yes, amen.
Lord, to those around us.
Yes.
Be a light to whoever we come in contact with, Lord, as this is peace and goodwill to men. Amen. Just bless us as we go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's go forth singing. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore. God bless you, brother. Thank you so much.